We're up to Tafrei Shayin Aleph Sif Gimel. Ner sheyesh lo shtei pios, ola lo bishvil shnayim. If you have a candle with two openings, it counts for two people. This is discussing using a cup of oil with a cover, and the cover has two little holes, one on each side. So if you have the wicks coming out of the two sides, you can have different people lighting the two sides, because that's considered two different candles. The Mishnah Berurah says later, there should be at least the space of an etzba. It should be clear that it's, you know, two separate candles. Sif Dalet. Milei kaira shemen vekifa psilos. You have a bowl full of oil with wicks all around. Im kaf alei kli, if you put a container on top with the holes, then kol psilo olo v'shilo nerachad. Each of the wicks can be a different candle. But lo kaf alei kli, if you didn't cover up the wicks with a cover, then afilo nerachad, you know, it doesn't count even for one candle. Why? Fishi kimadura. It looks like it's a big fire. You have all these candles together. The fire joins together. It looks like a big torch. And therefore, it doesn't count as a candle at all. You have to light a candle as opposed to something which looks like a torch. Oh. Therefore, the Rama says, Yesh gezer lehamid haneros b'shura b'shava v'lo b'igul. Gavi kimadura. You should have the menorah lit in a straight line, not in a circle, not in an in-and-out fashion, because that already looks more like a madura. It should be a straight, regular menorah. And therefore, the minig is, sometimes you have these modern designed menorahs that are not in a straight line, some sort of zigzag shape, and that's not appropriate for the Ner Chanukah. They should be in a straight line. Oh, now the Mishnah Berurah says that you should have approximately an etzba in between each of the fires. That shows that they're separate. An etzba is around three quarters of an inch. Now, a few of the poskim say that if you have a regular menorah with, you know, the containers for each candle, and it happens to be in your menorah that the flames are less than three quarters of an inch apart, it's still okay because clearly it's in a, each one is in its own cup. And that's brought down here in the guidelines from Vosner and others. A menorah does not resemble a torch, and therefore no minimum separation is required. And that seems to be the minute, that if you're lighting a menorah with separate containers, so even if they're slightly closer, three quarters of an inch, it would still be okay. Oh. U'muta l'hadrik b'pamota shekorin lampa. With lamps, if you have different lamps, so then each candle is separated one from the other. Now, if you were using wax candles, the Rama says, be careful they're not too close to each other. Because if they get too close to each other, then again they melt together, l'davkan b'yachad, and looks like one big madura. Again, when you use a menorah, this doesn't happen. If you're using wax candles without a menorah, then it could be that if they're too close, they'll end up merging together, and then a mamash looks like a madura, and that would not be good. So you want to make sure that your candles are separated one from another. Just in connection with yesterday's shiur regarding the wives lighting and daughters lighting, so I want to quote from Rav Shimon Eider Sefer, Rav Shimon Eider Zatzal Sefer on Chanukah, page 8. He says, even where each family member lights his or her own menorah, a wife need not light for herself if her husband lights, because we consider the husband and the wife as a single individual. However, should she desire to light, she may do so, and she may recite the brachas as well. And he refers to a Mishnah Berurah later on, Siman Tafresh Ayin Hey, Sif Katan Tes. And indeed, there are different customs whether the wives light. Similarly, regarding children lighting and daughters, so Rav Eider writes on page 10,
Some communities have a minhag that only boys light, but not girls. The reason for the minhag is that since one's wife does not light, if her husband lights, it is not proper for her daughter to do so. In other communities, the minhag is for a daughter to light. And at the bottom, he quotes that from Rav Moshe Feinstein, that there were those communities where the daughters lit as well. And Rav Eider concludes, one should conduct himself according to his minhag. Okay, we'll stop here.